Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful. Again, Tom Cook, change. Yes, the change is gonna come. Yes, it will. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. If you're wondering what happened to the show I did yesterday, I'm going to tell you what happened. I did the show yesterday, and I try to play back the shows when I do them and listen to them, because I draw energy from the shows when I listen back to them. It's different from when I am talking and saying what I need to say. So it's what has happened when I play back some of these shows. I don't hear one word that I say, but I can hear any item of music that, including the opening tune, Sam Cooke, Change is Gonna Come. That's the opening of the show. So I would say I have, like, I haven't kept a record of each show, but I have on occasion written and complained about it to the Blog Talk Radio management. And I found out that they are willfully blocking my mic and only allow the listeners to hear. You may think that I'm not around, you know, and some tune were just put to play, but that's not the case. I am here talking for, let's say, 3 hours or so. And the only thing you hear, and sometimes I don't play much of the music. I may play two selections, let's say. It varies, but when I'm doing a show, I don't come to play music, I come to talk. So music is just a part of what makes up the show, right? It is a fact that the people who have taken over the world, they are sodomites. But the most interesting thing to say about them is the origin. And it is very important that people come to know, because that has been hidden from most of the world. And these in the BC world, before Christ, these things was never heard of. There was no such a world. There was two kinds of world under the BC era, and it was a humanid, upright walking human, the first evolved humankind of creature. They are plainly uncivilized, like lower animals, including birds and sea life and land life. The human being of 3.5 million years ago, as long as they live, they never elevate or evolve to a civilized state of life. They just did not. How do I know that? And I wasn't around. I wasn't back there. It's the record of the past that is called history. Not history, but history. If you don't know what I'm telling you, you need to know that. And the reason why I'm saying it with such direct and unquestionable disposition is because the record of the past is certified that whatever happened before our time is an official record. Now, if anybody come along and begin to lie about the record of the past, it is easily identified. So if you're reading with a sane mind, you are a good reader, and your brain is not disturbed, you will know that the Bible creation story is not a story. You will know that. All right. The reason why I am talking and saying what I'm saying right now is because the hominid, according to the World History textbook, I have read that several times on the show. I could do it right now. Textbook. The textbook. National Geographic. The Bible doesn't, the World History textbook doesn't preach. It is not a book of Jesus Christ, nor of God. It tells about things that happened in the past. It's a different thing from the Bible that we read and have belief and faith in what is just notion or mythology. When you see a reference to the Elohim gods as mythology, now toss it. Toss it. Because it's only because we are in AD and Adamany time. AD and Adamany is not a legitimate era. We can tell you about all kinds of different things that misrepresent a legitimate era. Okay? Hominid, the first human in the authority textbook, if you have any respect for this information, you need to put aside believing in Bible stories. Okay? Because what I'm telling you is what I come to know as the truth when I read. There was a time, half a century, and a little longer, when I believe everything in the Bible, and I would just read and say, amen. But that's not the case now. Our problem today is the Bible. And not just the Bible, because spirits did not write the Bible and make up stories and say it's divine and it's a God that you are to worship and follow the word of God. It's not such a thing. Okay? History that dates back to 3.5 million years ago, the only humankind that witnessed those eras are that era, a spatial temporal time, or the hominids who never became civilized? What about their offspring? I can tell you, just dealing with what the World History textbook says about these hominids. Interestingly, it says, human as a whole, whether civilized or uncivilized, as a spatiotemporal time, which means, there were time before 3 million 3.5 million years. There was, a long stretch of time before that time came about, because our solar system is almost 5 billion years old. So talking about this solar system and the Earth here that we are living on, we are dealing with not a confused time that we call eras, or spatiotemporal time. We are dealing with simple accounting that history in any form of the past tells us exactly what transpired on earth, and it didn't pass where we are. It stops right where we are because we continue, I mean, in the human sense, to create history. But like before we were here, there were history being made because the planet was never dead. And even though civilized human beings were not walking around anywhere, the planet was not dead because cause that established things in the world never dies. Do you understand that? We were here right now. If we, for any reason, get confused and don't know exactly what certified world history tells us, and we come by some other books that some people write and make that book, like, say, the Bible, becomes an authority for life. Now, that's a waste of life. That's a waste of life. You know, I was in the church when I was a boy. And the only book I know as the authority book for life is the Bible, no matter what it says. Now, how was I believing everything in the Bible, and now I am no longer believing in it? Because something happened. And because what I believed in was not the history of the world. Sodomite, hominid. And something happened. And again, if we don't stick to the history, we won't know what happened. And we are left vulnerable to believe anything that is presented to us by anybody who feels like they want what they think to control humanity. Well, you'll give it a pass because you don't know anything else. So if you are not connected to certified world history and you have other things in your mind, you are disconnected from civilized life. I'm telling you that because I don't know anything else that is true, and don't take me to be dogmatic like, okay, it's my word or nobody's word. That's not what I'm saying. And neither am I creating that as an order of life. No. I am saying that because of the certified history that nobody has the right to usurp the real historic record, because what you are using to usurp the authentic history is false. All the church that we have, it's sodomite. It's a sodomite church. The Christmas that you're celebrating is a sodomite Christmas. Because the entire church setting, AD Anno Domini, in the year of the Lord, don't set upon anything that is civilized at all. All right. So, what is the foundation for what I'm saying? It's the history that tells me about the first humanoid called hominid. The proper name is hominid, that represents the first humankind. They have other name. There is other name for these hominids, anyway, and it clearly put them not in a civilized human category, right? So these hominids, they evolve to a higher, more better shaped, established human being. Still, uncivilized category. They become a little bit more civilized, though, than where they started. They got to the point where they can make stone tools. So they make some progress. Yeah. And being that they are in the human species, however primitive they were, they came to Homo erectus. We know the second level of humanity that evolved is Homo erectus. All right? Now, if you don't take what I'm saying seriously, you will contribute to the chaos that keep on, you know, turning, carrying on life on Earth. You'll be a part of the problem, the disease, and the sodomite life. That's what you contribute to, the church, Jesus Christ, and the spirit God. And none of those things are true in sanity, in sane thinking. None of those things are true. You're reading about it like it is true, but if you read with a sane mind, if you read like somebody who is not a sodomite, a homosexual, who the development into civilized human being, they cannot reach. Homosexual cannot reach civilized human stage. And the world is the textbook tells you that nothing in between Homo, the hominid, ape-like human being. Anything in between is not the civilized, the summit of civility for human being. Human class went towards civilized perfection, but it is not the hominid, not the Homo erectus. They have not. Because humanity as a whole began evolution about 3.5 million years ago. And that's where humanity started. And when did civilized human being came on Earth? Then you would expect like it would take another 3.5 million years, right? But it didn't. Civilized man came about by Homo sapiens. That's what the World History textbook says, not a Bible. And the reason I'm stretching this out, I don't mean to stretch it out, but background for me, you know, you cannot make it too strong because there are a variety of people that need to get affected by this knowledge. Because, I mean, I know it took me a long time being set, the mindset of the church and Spirit God and Jesus Christ, the Son, and Satan cast down from heaven. So it took me a long time before I became focused in reading and understanding and make distinction between what is right from what is wrong. So that's how long the church, Sodomite teachings, that's how long it stayed in my mind before I was able to know the truth of humanity when it comes to history. And history is the only thing, the right history is the only thing that is able to tell us what is true from what is false today. So humanity did not travel in any other route beside what the World History textbook tells us. Hominid to Homo sapien. And in order to get perfect civilized humanity, it didn't just take Homo sapien. It stopped there as the third level humanity. It stopped at Homo sapiens. And the Homo sapiens blood mixed with the blood of the Elohim that been on earth over some 450,000 years used DNA fertilization in glass tube. That is what created the perfect human, civilized human. That's the truth. The reason why I'm telling you this is because of the show that I did yesterday. I played a few musical numbers. As I was listening, I knew that I started out with like two musical numbers, and it took me a while before I was ready to come on and begin to talk my talk, right? And then I realized that, oh, you know, I should be talking by now, you know, at that certain point. And then I realized I'm hearing tune that I played when I was well on my way chatting and break and play an interlude tune. I'm hearing those tunes. And then I realized, oh, yes, this is what happened. This is what happened. There is not one word a listener is going to hear, because I didn't hear anything that I said on the program. Now, I can tell you this, that there is a pattern to this action, because I roughly guess that it's maybe like about maybe 14, 15 or so. I may be inaccurate about that number. However, I'm being conservative about it, right? So I am having it in that range. Right? And since I have not been keeping a young, accurate account of the amount of them, I say it's probably about 14 to 15 that they, of my shows that they did it with. Now, I'm doing these shows, for 2010, somewhere about there. I've been doing shows, but not this show. I was doing shows, but I'm talking about this show, so I can't talk about other shows that I have done. So let me get this straight. So I think that I began to do this show, let's say, like about 2021, and you go back like maybe 2000, let me see if I can get it straight. This is 2015 is probably when I started to do this show, right? And I don't have an exact record that I keep, but I do know that the record exists all along to get the correct date when I started. But right now, since I don't pay a lot of attention to that, don't have reason to, I would say it's about 5 or so years I have been doing this show. And since I've been doing the show, I have had people to participate with me until, you know, I am mostly the only person sit around this mic and talk to people. And I am comfortable doing it myself. I would accept company, but it's a hard blend for somebody for me to accept somebody to come here and feel okay for them to talk. Because there are a lot of corrections that I have to make with the status quo. Okay? So it's better to hear it from me than for somebody to, like it has happened, somebody complain about somebody else who is sharing the activity here with me, and to like make things go without certain kind of a conflict. I don't like interfere, right? So give a person an opportunity to perfect what they think and what they say, right? So I keep it cool. So with me now, there's nothing else. I mean, like they said, the buck stops with me, right? Because I have my historic order that I follow, the narrative of the history of the past. That's what I follow, because I am not able to bring about anything new. I have thrown away a lot of what I was taught. And whatever good I was taught, I can't throw that away. I have to put it into what is given as the truth and, you know, mix it in, into the truth. Let it join what I know to be the truth. All right? So what I'm trying to say to you now is, I'm not going to go anywhere and raise no hell with nobody at all, because I have the tornadoes. Since I think I represent the gods and their existence, and that because of them, I have existence. I that's the only thing I will debate with anybody. Why do you want me to say something else? Why do you want me to preach the church doctrine when I know the church doctrine is a sodomite criminal thing? Listen, one thing I have to tell these sodomite people who own all the institutions in the African territories and in the African hemisphere. Do you see what happened in Kentucky last Friday? Last Friday night? All of you I am talking to, and you African hybrid people will go to this sodomite criminal church and join your democracy government. I'm asking all of you, if you see what happened in Kentucky last week, do you see? If you see, what do you think of it? Do you ask yourself why those things are happening? I've heard in the news, people have asked that. Why? Why those things are happening? You don't know why it is happening because you don't read the history like I do. You do not. I didn't read history either. I grew up in Jamaica, the sodomite country of, you know, white people, slavery, what they call this little island is a white people country. I was born in. When I say it's their country, I don't mean that they owned the land. They are criminals because the history shows they are coming from hominid ancestors. They cannot reach civilization. They just can't. So it is a matter that we have a problem to solve. And we cannot solve the problem as long as we believe in the church. We just can't. Because the church, when or not you know, it comes from the Pope and his institution, right? And what, until this day, they have false establishment of government. And you probably don't know about it. I did not know about it myself. I aspire to read and understand. And I don't change the words that you use for anything else. I'm reading the same kind of words that you are reading. However, what has happened to me, happened to everybody who believe in the church and believe in the spirit God, create heaven and earth and stuff like that. I have found out, no, there is no truth to that. And time and geography backs up what I say. Okay? The church is a homosexual establishment. It is not a BC era establishment. Sorry. My parents, people have a way to say, they must be rolling in the graves to hear what I say. But the point is, you do not have anybody walking on 2 feet.
that will change what I say. Because there's nobody on 2 feet can change the authenticity certified world history. It is the dominion of fact that control both hominid and homo sapiens sapiens. Have you ever heard anybody say these things that I'm telling you right now? That these homosexuals are turning off this unit that I'm using because they are claiming that they have created a government called AD Anadamani. And they have a right to go anywhere on planet Earth and kill anybody they want. Take away, drive you out of where you live. I'm not lying. I'm not telling you a lie. And whether or not these faggots want to turn off my mic, well, you know what? I cannot lose. Because the words that I'm speaking, there is no one at all to change what I said. And therefore, it has an outcome. Okay? There was a time when African people lived in America and there was no sodomite here. There were no killers here. And we have a history that tells us how they come into this country. Not this country alone, but let's deal with America right now. So I'm telling you that you must know of the problem that we are having in the world, and more specific, in America. If you say you don't know a problem in America, then what about the KKK? Where the KKK people came from? How did they get here? They weren't here when the Indian Pikut tribes and many other tribes migrate and come into America. Many thousands of years ago, like 30 or 20,000 years ago. And when did these sodomites come here? These sodomites that I told you, they in the World History textbook, that white people come from hominid species. And the reason why they have to be shaking all over themselves when they hear somebody come here and talk like this, a African person, because this brings to an end their faggot reign on the African people. That's what I'm talking about. If they want to go out and change the world is a textbook that we have here in libraries, in universities and colleges and institutions. They can erase the things that shows they are the offspring of hominid 3.5 million years ago, and that it is Africa. They evolve in Africa, and 1.5 million years ago they left Africa and go up into Europe, and they had a very eventful existence up there. What were they able to do 1.5 million years up in Europe? Do you know? chances are you do not know. Because, let's say, you know, they couldn't write no history anyway. $1.5 million in Europe. That's what these homosexual white people, sodomite culture. That you don't expect them to be able to talk or do anything civilized, because Homo sapiens sapiens are who started civilized life in the human sense. Well, the Homo sapiens sapiens cannot do without the Elohim gods that you're reading about in the Bible and don't know what you are reading. Christians don't know what they're reading when they read about Elohim. You just don't know that. And the reason why I'm talking like this right now, it doesn't matter to me if they turn my mic off, because the tornado is still going to come. Right? And see, of work. But as you can see, the wind is not taking, like they say, God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. None of that don't exist in the knowledge that I am talking about, or the existence I'm talking about. The tornado, you know, for you to get a military force to do what these tornadoes or tornado did up there in Kentucky and these other places, five other states, for you to use a military force to do what the wind, the tornado wind did. I don't know how long it will take them. And the cost to do it. These white people don't know what they're messing around. They have a long time that they have been, it's recorded in history, why they are talking today. I've never heard anybody say, and no Christian reading person, I don't think any of them know, because you know you don't know about that unless you start to read history with a sane mind, and you are not biased towards anything, only toward the truth. When people talking untruth, a lie, you don't want none of that, right? So you're biased against lies in favor of the truth. So what I'm trying to say to you, why should I be concerned about the mic that they are turning off when I'm talking? Am I to like decide that I am not going to bother do the show? You could say that's an option, but it's not an option for me. It's not an option for me. The fact that they are cherry-picking what of my chatter to mute. They're listening to me. And I understand some of the thing, some of the shows that they mute. You know, mute the actual argument that I am making. I thought the show that I did yesterday on the 17th of December, I thought they wouldn't be concerned with what I said. However, I can't deny that I'm saying things that is against the sodomites who claim that they have right to possess our territory. It is a big history, in world history, that record what they have done. And they tried to lie about all of it. They tried to lie in the world history textbook about what happened. But they are so uncivilized. Look at the Bible that they wrote, and they lie about it too, because they are saying African people write it. And it's like they are only a participant like everybody else. There's no truth about that. No truth about that. And that has really caused a lot of similar things, like the COVID-19. Yes, the lies in the Bible is similar to COVID-19. Okay, because where they start with this Adam and Eve in a garden, they can't tell you in the Bible where the garden is. And they know where the garden is. Okay? What I'm telling you today is the end of the reign of white people in the world. Because what is in the world history textbook that we either pretending we don't know or getting something from these sodomites to not talk. But I don't want anything from these sodomites. I don't want anything from them, because you know what? What they have, they have stolen. They have stolen. When you know the history that tells you what they say why they come to America. Just to America. You know what I mean? You have enough. You have enough to destroy them. Let the world know some what we would consider simple things. Because let's say like Christmas. Christmas is a sodomite thing. You don't know. I'm telling you. Serious things. If the world know about it, they are done. But they really do not understand. They feel comfortable with a military that will destroy anybody, any country, and stuff like that. They don't think about what they cannot destroy. They don't think about what they cannot destroy. And it's written in the world history textbook, what they cannot destroy. But even they don't seem to know. So they are going on like, you know, they have conquered the African people. You know what? They pollute the mind of a lot of African people, and many of them that got, you know, the pollution of the virus of evil begin to manifest that evil. A lot of Black people, they call us, but we are ivory. The thing about it, the only way that we will not be affected by what these sodomite homosexuals do when they come and take over our territories, the only thing that they can use to affect us, or why we will get affected, is when we don't follow the history and do like they do when they write the Bible. Because they don't follow the history of Elohim, who created us in their image and likeness. But because we are created in their image and likeness, doesn't mean that we cannot be spoiled. You know? You have a free will. And you will go and do whatever you want to do. And nothing is going to stop you. The point is, What are you going to experience after you do what you want to do? Well, you see what happened to the African people. Because of what our ancestors did from the past 100,000 years, it gives these hominids an opportunity to interbreed and interbreed with hybrid. Hybrid is not just Homo sapiens. What we know as Homo sapiens today is not just Homo sapiens. It's Homo sapiens sapiens. And the reason why we are not just all Homo sapiens, it is because of the gods who use their blood and mix. You know, we are also called the mixed one. Okay? From Adamu, that they call Adam, Adam and Eve. From them come right on to us today. We are called the mixed one. Because it wasn't a man and a woman have sex and bring forth Adam and Eve. No. That's not what the history says. When we walk outside simply because we want to have sex, sex was given to creatures not for their own benefit, but it was for the creation. So when we think that, you know, we can build a world that was not a part of civilization and call it civilization, this is what we have here right now. What we have here today called AD Anno Domini. There's nothing civilized about AD Anno Domini. Christmas and Easter and a Jesus that Pilate said kill him, you know, and all that. And Jesus hung between two thieves and all these kind of stuff. These are homosexual Bible mythology legend. There are a lot of knowledge that people develop that goes against the Bible. But you have to get it right, perfectly right. Because so far, you don't hear, I don't hear anybody say, white people come from hominids 3.5 million years ago. I don't hear anybody say that. In all of my lifetime, I'm over 70. I don't hear anybody say that. I don't hear anybody flat out say, church is an institution of sodomites, iniquity. It's not for cleansing anybody's sin. There is no Jesus in there, like they say. Going to the Bible, and I can tell you for sure, call me on the show, and I can tell you for sure. 347-850-1358. Call me anytime. And we can engage in the Bible, and I prove to you that there is no redemption in the Bible. There is no Adam and Eve that is a sin and curse in a garden, because you can't find a garden. If you can't find a garden of Eden in the Bible that says there is a garden somewhere there, how do you think that you can find truth into something where the key to the truth is missing? It's telling you everything that sodomites want you to believe. That are all lies. It's fictional lies. And they tell you everything for you to believe it. But they willfully lie. And they lied about a talking serpent, because they are the criminal serpent. So talking about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. And didn't they say, they don't lie, that God said it was good. That's what they say. Now, they don't realize that once they say the people were good, that God created from the dust of the earth, they don't realize that they cannot make a talking serpent go in there and cause them to blaspheme God. Because that would be contrary to the characteristics of God and his son Jesus Christ, who the both of them supposed to make human being perfect. Right? Because perfect means you, Adam and Eve has to have God's will. And that will cannot sin. You see what I mean? No, if God is making, all right, well, God gave mankind, when the Elohim created the hybrid people, they could not produce children. The history says that. But you're not getting that from the Bible, because these sodomites not telling you the historic fact. And they write the Bible creation to fit what they wanted to say. Because, come on. It's just the other day, they wrote the Bible about some 1700 years. And lie about God, give special people, like prophets or something like that. Words, prophecy and all that kind of stuff. Like about 1500 years before Christ. These sodomites, I tell you, they have a flaw, uncivilized flaw, that they can't heal that flaw. And what is that flaw? The flaw of hominid uncivilized state. Okay? They can't get rid of their own genome and sexual nature. They can't get rid of that. I mean, but what makes civilized people civilized is the knowledge level. Their anatomical makeup that these white people cannot. So what they do, like interbreeding, and by the interbreeding, two special interbreeding they did that made them talk. Have you heard that before? This is where you're throwing out the baby with the bathwater. White people that we're seeing here today are Yamnaya culture because of interbreeding. And it's in the world history textbook. You can, you know, they are fenced around in the world history textbook. If you're reading with sense. They're not supposed to be talking. How did they, I mean, which other Homo erectus talk? Before they interbreed. I mean, come on, any detective, you don't even need much of a detective to even work this out, that these white people are not supposed to be on planet Earth, say they are ruling anything. You see what I mean? They don't want me to say the things that I'm saying on here. Because they know what, you know what? They don't have any remedy for this except to silence me. Twitter has a tweet for me going 3 years now, February 23 coming up. Twitter is withholding the tweet that they blocked for me and I appealed it going 3 years now. I don't expect that they will ever, resolve it because of what the tweet says. I thought that they were never going to pay any attention to that tweet, but it was probably, you know, what they go to think about it. Because these people, these institutions, are owned by white people. They're using African money. And it is Africa that sold us out to them. Why we were put into ships and sent over here about some, 12 million Africans? You never thought about that? Why we were put into ships and given to white people to enslave us? And we only talk about the diaspora and all that. But nobody questioned. Nobody questioned it. Now that I am talking about it now, they better send out the people who speak for them to go and preempt. John Allegro, they almost killed that man, one of the chief scholars who work on the Dead Sea Scroll. They almost killed that guy. I wish I was around and he was my friend, because I think back then I had enough sense to know what to say in cases like what he was in. There's a way to destroy people who are trying to destroy you, and you don't buy a gun or nothing like that. You don't raise no physical hand against them. You know what I mean? Just words, because words are really what carry your message and say who you are, what you're doing, and decide your fate. Not faith, but your fate. F-A-T-E. Words decide your fate. So all you're running and hiding, one day, you know, they talk about whistleblower. And, you know, especially certain whistleblower, depending on what they're blowing the whistle about. All they fooling around all this long time with Marcus Garvey, Dr. Martin Luther King, and all that. They were not the one. They were not the one. Okay? They were not the one, because they don't speak what, you know, it's written in the Bible too. Not in the creation story, but it's written in the Bible. The Lord has a mighty and strong one. And I mean, if you can Google it and find it in, you know, I could tell you where it's at in the Bible. Like a tempest of hail and a devouring storm. You don't expect that person is going to like go banter with them to talk about what they're doing, Hanoi, and what they're doing, Nagasaki and the other place where they bomb up and stuff like that. You know, and fuss with them about, you know, okay, you know, you're not going to fight war. Ali said something that was admirable, but Ali never tell them the right thing. He did not come from a historical point of view. If Ali knew exactly what to say, he would have driven them out of America a long time ago. Really? What I read and know is the end of white people reign over black people. And even if black people don't pay any attention to it and still continue to go to church, the tornado are still going to do the job. All right? If they don't think that the tornadoes mean anything and they want to just make it seem like it's just the wind blowing and, you know, they send people out there and endanger themselves in the high winds out there and everything just to, you know, to report, and after the whole thing is over with, everybody go back to what their life was. And since as they are the ones that are feeding you and, you know, and so forth and so on, Everybody go back to go to church. Rebuild the churches and everything. Why are they rebuilding the church? They are rebuilding the church because it's a sodomite thing. Aren't they giving a lot of money to the church? 501c3 or something like that. Yes, they are giving money to Africa and giving money to the church all around the world. They give you non-profit startups. Why they're doing all of that? And you know, you have to, they take taxes from somebody who is hardly making any money to live on. These sodomites. You see what I mean? No, but the thing is, they don't have any money that is theirs. They don't have a army that is theirs. Yesterday, I mean, of course, when I realized that, you know, they waste, as it were, my time. But I have to look at it a different way. It's not, you know, I can't look at it that a waste of my time. Because we are facing a situation here where the Elohim gods came to earth and set up the world to be a civilized place. And these faggots take it all over and chase beers and go anywhere and shut down the God's kingship government that human civilized people must use for themselves and then make up this AD Anno Domini calendar based on the moon, not the sun, not the solar. It's the moon that doesn't have a heat, a light of itself. Okay? You look at full moon, you don't see the sun, you know, go into darkness unless there's some planetary eclipse or something like that. These sodomites decide that they're going to make everybody in the world begin to love fucking ass. Okay? They don't care about civilization. They don't care about the gods who came here and set up the planet and create civilized people, at least to represent and magnify them for their glorious work. And you look and see how many temples that civilized humans in the BC era, they make up to worship these gods who are not spirit God in a Bible. They are beings, gods and goddesses, and they themselves worship the gods in pretense until they come to the point where, okay, they tell Africa, step down and we're going to do a thing. We will compensate you. And, you know, but look, if you don't cooperate, we're going to, you know, bomb you into ashes. And everybody is afraid of that. I'm not afraid of that. Because I read and I understand. When something happens, it's history. All right? I understand that history. These white people, clearly you see what they have done. No black people have a country that is theirs today. And when they come out, let's say over the last 12,000 years, because they started their interbreeding with the African people over the past 100,000 years. That's the history. When some of us started to migrate out of Africa to other places available for us, that they up in Europe 1.3 million years and they never do anything. They add nothing. They make stone tools. They're hominids. They are Homo erectus. Interbreed with Neanderthals. Became a little more human, but they still didn't talk. Neanderthals came from our parents. Homo sapiens. That's who give birth to Neanderthals. Homo sapiens. Two subgroups came out from Homo sapiens. That's what the history says. And we were taken by DNA fertilization in vitro and mix with the God's blood. And that's what makes us Homo sapiens sapiens. It's not, look, we don't pay no attention because we grew up into this church. That Africa. Africa sold us out to these sodomite white people. I'm not asking you to believe me because I have as much legal knowledge too. I pay money in a paralegal college to know principles of law. Because somebody like me grew up in a Jamaica and don't have no sense and barely read, I need all of the help I can get to understand things. And so the best I could do, high school and paralegal certificate. So I know enough. You don't have to even know as much as I, you know, read, you know, above fourth grade level, you know. Even after I went up higher to a higher reading level, I still couldn't come to my sane, sober mind because of what the church plant inside of my mind, and my view of the world was something that just, you know, uncivilized darkness. But the time came when my brain was affected and I started to read, paying attention and be accountable for the words I'm using. Strictly equity, justice, respect, and reverence to the gods. There is no place to run. And these white people who is telling us they have government, prove it to me. You have government. Because civilization is on this earth at least 450,000 years ago. That's when the gods came to earth. And remember, we raise up with God of the Bible, okay? So when I'm talking about Elohim in this context, you only know the sodomite God context of the sovereign God who ruled the universe. That's what we grew up and know. But I read and I know the history now. I know that there is nothing in the Bible creation story that belongs to civilization. But there are other places in the Bible that has things civilized in there. Of course, the destruction of these white people is in there as well. But it's not in the creation part of the Bible. 66 books in the Bible. So, you know, I talk about the Bible now with stipulation that the Bible is not just a one author book, you know, with one theme in there. No, no, no. 66 books, you know, 4 gospel of the same old bunch of faggot Jesus Christ story, something they make up. Now you're going to understand the real world that you're living in. Okay? And like I said to you, we belong to the forces of nature. And as long as we know our existence and we don't have existence as white people who come from hominid and live up in Europe 1.5 million years. Put that with 2 million years before where they began existence, you get 3, you get 3.1. They have one and a half million years and add that to 2 million years. Right? That's how long they've been on the earth, and none of them become civilized. And it is clear as day when they interbreed in history and began to talk, it's the African people, and they don't want the world to know that. They don't want the world to know that. But I tell you what, I am not John Allegro. I am not Martin Luther King. And I am not the Jesse Jackson and these guys and the Farrakhans then and the Malcolm X or Muhammad Ali. But they were doing the best they could. They were doing the best they could. And, you know, I don't think any of them grew up into church like me and think the way I do. But the way I think and the way I do, you got to face me, all right? Then you know that you talk to somebody who read history and know what they're talking about. They can see way back in time and all the stuff you did. Since you come and talk, you're talking now and you're creating a new world order. Now, that is for Europe. The world know that these white people don't have no authority of jurisdiction over any part of the planet except Europe, where they've been since 1.5 million years ago. They don't. They just do not. It's just a display that they are doing now that will suddenly come to decimation. They become desolate. All the adoration and respect that they have in the world is dead because they cannot refute the history. If you represent the history, they don't stand. They don't stand. Okay? All that they are an institution, weather institution, health institution, FBI, Secret Service, none of it. And what kills it? AD Anadomini, Latin in the year of our Lord. That is the foundation in the year of our Lord. Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, none of it is true. Adam and Eve in a garden, none of it is true. There's nothing at all that they are depending on as authority exists in fact. They can fool around. I am not any of those guys. I'm not any of them. And I am accustomed to go into court and defend myself when I got arrested at church. Okay? And I am accustomed to talking to judges, lawyers, and all of their helpers. Yeah. I was not afraid to face off with a judge, a federal judge named Jose Gonzalez. Right? And it was about a case, a discrimination case, where, of course, you know, these sodomites have all the business and stuff like that, and you go to work for them, and they are discriminating you, and what the history says about us, what have we done to these faggot fucking white people, hominid, homo erectus, what did we do to them? We do something against our Elohim, God creators, because they tell us don't go and lay down with these mute folks are homosexuals. But we didn't know them from back then as homosexuals because they were not like going out and like make themselves known. You see, so they are the talking serpent, my friend. What you're reading in the Bible, it's not about no serpent at all that any God created. Because number one, you don't have any God in the Bible at all. You just can't work it out to be any God anywhere. And how do you let these people into your heart to believe about a Adam and Eve in a garden? And check time. And you will know the time when they are talking about Adam and Eve is after they have interbreed over since 100,000 years ago. So they had to interbreed, go through the process of interbreeding and begin to talk and learn everything from us. They don't learn anything from Neanderthals. They learn it from us. And coming right along, right down to the Bronze Age, you can see in the World Literature Textbook that it is the civilized Homo sapiens sapiens of the gods. We call it the Iron Age. Come in at the Bronze Age, and we begin to use tin and copper, all what makes bronze, right? And if the Bronze Age did not come in, there would not be any economic power in the world. There wouldn't be any. But they are on the planet 3.5 million years. And they only make stone tools, okay? And it is clear in the Bronze Age, begin to read and see. They never start nothing but stone tools up to that time. You see, no, they don't want to represent that we are the civilized human being on the earth. They don't want to face up with that. You see, because they want to be able to say, oh, they stopped making stone tools 5,000 years BC. I think that's what they meant to say. Because if they say the Bronze Age, all right. If 5,000 years ago and now we're talking about, they still would be padding the time. However, it is the Bronze Age and they begin to destroy the Bronze Age because at that time they can read and do quite a bit of things. And they begin to wreck the Bronze Age. These same people that you see here, I mean, we're all over the place and say they these sodomite white people who said they're ruling the world, trace and see the hominid ancestors that they had, up to Homo erectus, okay? And the fact that they would never talk, maybe another 3 million years, evolution might make them, bring them to talking, but as far as we know, they were, 3.5 million years on the planet. And they were only able to make stone tools. Even after they interbreed with Neanderthal widely. They only look, better looking and more like a product like becoming human being. And you see, the white people that we see today are not the people that we read about as pure Homo erectus. They are not the same. Because they are the ones who go through the transformation into breeding with the African hybrid people as we were walking out of Africa at 100,000 years ago. So I think and they form a relationship with African people now until they are able to maneuver themselves the way they do today. And they form a relationship, although it is hostile, but they form a relationship and they get to know us, that they can do the kind of stuff they do with us. They don't know that it's going to turn around on them because we are not like them. We don't come from hominids like them. And the things that they have done to us, it would play out and turn around on them, and they are not going to like it. They are not going to like it because it is still a fact. They never work and earn anything for themselves. So if they come and take our stuff and work and do this and do that, it is still not theirs. They are still here illegally. Okay? Yes. So now they want to look all civilized. Did they know to marry anybody? Did they know anything about law? No, they didn't. But no, they do. And they think that they would, you know, go up to Mars and start another sodomite, another sodomite, you know, colony up there. But now the dreams has been shattered because they get their spacecraft blown out of the sky, pinning to, I don't know if they find the pieces of it yet anywhere. If the pieces fell on Mars, most likely that's where it would fall, I think. But they were on the planet, over the planet, when they get Phobos 2 destroyed, and they were hiding it. And because, of course, the Christian world don't read those kind of things, nobody paying attention. But authors who write and report those things did follow that story and write. So, my friends, listen. I started off to tell you about what happened to my show yesterday. Okay? And this is where I have reached. And I am going to make a little interlude. And I will return. And tell you a little more about what the world has gone through by these white people. I didn't know that they would be busted because I'm reading and I'm seeing a lot of outskirt things. But to get to the art and the gut of what is supposed to decimate these folks and drive them, you know, I mean, drive them back to the place where they're supposed to be. Instead of telling us, they have control over us. No, you can't tell me that. You see, and you can't tell anybody that who read and know exactly where civilization come from. You know, they think that because they do this and do all this kind of stuff, everything is all over for us now. They don't care nothing much about us. They're going to find out, right, what to care about, because clearly they don't know. You see, because the governor in Kentucky, he said, well, we're going to rebuild. Now, the confidence they have in doing these social kind of evils, they get that boldness from fucking ass. When you see them out there behaving like they are they are civilized. Look, they never wear clothes. They didn't know what clothes was. They know animal skin and stuff like that. But look, there is nothing civilized in Europe that they can show you they created. Because the issue don't run. They were mute forever, right? First 2 million years, that's a long time. They were mute. And the history book holds them in that pattern. Now, history don't have any reason to lie. And especially when they came along and do all the restructuring of civilized history and take out of our mind the serious indigenous way of life. Let's take it out and make us believe in Christmas and Easter and everything now is about their celebration, the sodomite celebration. That's where they got the African people now. Okay? That's where they got us now. But and the church, everything. But these things are all uncivilized stuff. AD and Adamani don't represent a real world. Now bring back the prehistory before these Yamnaya culture sodomites come and talk about them making an AD and Adamani. The arrangement that they made to with Africa to take us over, they will not intervene. Really? Give it to me. Give it to me. Well, it is given to me to learn to read and to track down every little ounce of what these sodomites, whatever they have done over time. And we are here, innocent people. And look at what they have done to us. Well, we did wrong. If anybody did wrong in the Garden of Eden, you know, that is that's what it means when they're writing in the Bible and not telling the truth. You see, I mean, there are too many lies that they have written in the Bible simply because they have to take control of the world. They didn't know that it's going to slip away from them. And it has slipped away from them because they are not civilized. I mean, any of them against me, look at Colin Powell. Colin Powell should long ago maneuver the social life of the world. He was equipped to do that. He, you know, he sided with them and killed Saddam. You see what I mean? So this is what you get from African people, just like what African government, about some 54 countries, all of those governors and stuff like that, sodomite, they call the government democracy. Democracy. There is no civilized democracy. But these Africans who come up and under the church and stuff like that don't know. Well, I didn't know either. I did not know either. What I'm trying to tell you, you can let them fool you if you don't decide to read and know exactly how the civilized world came about and by whom. And who are the product of civilization? I come on here today and decide to tell the world what I've just told you. Because I am not on the frequency where I don't know anymore. If I knew before, I would have told it long time ago. But it takes time for me to read and find out exactly what has happened. So, it's up to you. And you, we African people, we are accustomed now to getting fed by these sodomites. Now, they don't want the world to know that they're sodomites. So they want to be sodomites in a secretive way. They can make love to marriage sodomites. They want to dress up in clothing that the gods teaches us to make. You feel me? And all the things that belongs to us that the gods have made and give all over to us with the government, the kingship government that they give to us. These sodomites, they silence Africa. Africa don't intervene with one thing that I know. These honest fuckers take over since they can interbreed and talk and learn things. Now, the distinction is there. Wide, wide, wide. Wide, wide. And you can be afraid. Look, you don't need to be afraid of them no more because they don't have a right to take you in a court and do nothing to you. They don't have that right. And these Indians, they did not have what it takes to deal with these guys. They didn't. Because they complain about they make treaties and want the Indians to sign it that they did not wrote. The Indians did not wrote it. But these fucking ass stinking white people them who just learned to speak the other day and go to our institution and learn every single thing. Now they can turn lawyers and doctors. But the only lawyer and doctors that they can really serve is A.D. and Adamini. You see, because when they are referring to themselves as science and scholars and stuff like that, they're not. It doesn't matter what they know. But they make up all these institutions and use the A.D. and Adamini that don't sit on, you know, it's like a chair without legs. You know, you're sitting on a flat piece of board, and it's not a chair. Now, so is what they are reading, and people are carrying books and think it is. The Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. What else must I tell you? I will tell you this. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art and science and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they, behind magnificent monuments, they take away everything from us, even the obelisk. They take everything away from us. These fucking ass white people, they have no shame. They have no civilized real sense except to steal everything from the African people and say, A.D. and Adamini is the law. I'm saying, but wait a minute. They don't know what Europe is? No. But since they can talk and they are able to, like, out-reason African people and set up the institution, since they steal the money and talk about the, and chase out the king out of Rome, they gain preeminence. The very day they start calling themselves Roman Republic. That's the name of the king. A Roman king. And it's not that this king, Lucius Tarquinius, just decided I come from some clan as a Roman. He's the founder of Rome. The founder of Rome, Remus and his brother, the elder brother, he founded the city. He is they are the sons of what Israel says, a demigod. And remember, African people are who populate the earth first, because white people did not populate nowhere, but they're going to Europe where they make stone tools and they can make a fire. They didn't go any place else. They didn't speak no language. There's nothing that we can say we come and see them do. Come on. And now they've been sodomized all these years. And when they go to all those situations, and now they learn to talk, now they can read and write, and now they are able to turn this civilized knowledge around to them being the head of civilization. But the gods knew the outcome all along. That's why they said, the Lord has a mighty and strong one, who like a tempest of hail and a devouring storm shall slap down to earth with a hand. And goes on to tell you more. It will be sudden when the gods drive them from the power that they say they have. So they don't know to shut their mouth and go on, you know, do what they're doing for as long as they can. No, they think now they have the right to push us around. They don't know when the time is up. You see what I mean? Because they are sodomized and they think that they are forever. All right, my friends. The world don't belong to nobody but the gods. And I'm telling you, they don't see enough of the tornadoes yet. They don't see enough. Now, I'm going to make a request, you know, for... You know, I don't say I'm going to, you know, get my request granted. The good Lord knows. I mean, the situation we are in. And if we come to find out, well, you know, first we say, oh, Lord, forgive our trespass because we really couldn't handle things. But now after all this time, we realize what we have done and what we must do to rehabilitate ourselves in your name and get these sodomites out of here. If we say, we would like to see a tornado go over to St. Peter's Basilica. They already confess to destroying us and especially our women. Disrespect to our women because they don't like women. They like to fuck men's ass, married to men, and fuck them ass as long as they live. That's the kind of life. They come and drag us in. And in the World History textbook, only the ethnic people mingle together in a sexual way. They don't have any right to do it, but they're going to tell us, okay, they're going to do it anyway. Because they turn Yamnaya culture. They are no longer just Homo erectus culture. They turn Yamnaya culture. They don't want to take over the world. They're not the same Homo erectus anymore. But they are manipulating us to where we can't understand. We cannot unravel what they do. They thought we would never be able to unravel based on what they were observing of us. They did not look. They can't see enough. And they are walking into the precipice and didn't see it. because the truth is what is going to change things. Anytime people know you're a crook and you've been lying to them, that's the end of you. Right? You must continue winning to fool people, but you can't start make them people find out who you are. Want to find out who you are, the gas leaks out of your tank and the air in your tire is it leaks out. So there is no way that these white people can any longer tell you about Adam and Eve in a garden and stuff like that, because it's when your eye open you're going to find out there was no wise men following a star. And it's when you start to read with good sense, you're going to find out what I'm saying is true. And there was no Herod that destroyed babies 2 years and under because they didn't come back and inform Herod king. It's a lie. Read it again and see what you find. I'm sure if you read Matthew 2 next time, you won't see that. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And like I said to you, I don't get a little upset when I see that they are muting my mic anymore, because I know things are going to play out the way it's supposed to. There's no way I'm going to be talking the truth and nobody pays attention to it. You must be crazy. All right. So I'm going to play you it's a little Neil Diamond. They come to America, and you think about it, okay? When they come to America, think about it. I did a show on this last week with this theme song. They come to America. Think about it, my friends. Don't let the time pass by.
Shining place. Make our bed and we'll stay our grave. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come to America. Got a dream to take them there. They come to America. Got a dream.
Well, Neil Diamond, all right, you hear the tune. Nobody, I mean, if there is anyone who take this song for joke or just let it fly by, there is something serious about this song, that when you consider what has transpired to the African people, and you have these sodomite folks who ravage the lives of African people, and we are rendered without a defense, and these people do whatever they want, like go into your honors. They come here and mix, go anywhere we are and mix in, like they just have a right from the heaven above to come in and assault you with sodomy. Imagine that. And they don't care. They don't care. And say, no, we want the tornado. We want these tornadoes. And it's written into the world. It's a textbook. We are taught as a civilization, the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence. Only us, hybrid ethnic people, are civilized. Is not the interbreeding are civilized. Okay? So, they can mute me as much as they want, because I will not be their problem. They will be their own problem. Now they are informed. They know what is going on in the wind. Right? Let them talk to Zeus. Okay? And whatever they are lying about, they're going to find out that it will be on the outside. They are not going to cover anymore what they have done and have Africa to go along with them. It's not going to happen anymore, because the truth is out. The reason why white people are talking is because they interbreed and they are covering it up and hide it so that they can go on and tell you about Jesus Christ that never exists. No place in the Bible and the Bible totally obliterate Jesus as a factual existence. Don't exist at all. If Jesus exists, it would be a black man. It's not a white man at all. They take black people and mold us into their morphing, their morphing program, because they just morph into us. Morph. They use us. Everything about us, they use, because we started too late to write our history and to protect ourselves, our government and stuff like that. And they come up with any shit they want, and it works. It's the end of it. It is the end of it. And if you think it's not the end of it, you may live to see and know, because it is known now. The truth has always been there. Just need a special person who's not fooling around, but under the proper jurisdiction of the history, the words that tells us who the Elohims are, when they came here, and who we are. There's no other civilized human being but us. And you read the World History textbook and you will see where a special development occurred at the 4000 BC. You read that and you will see. And they were never a part of no civilization. Like I say, they were always attacking us and killing us and stuff like that, until they get to the point where they work themselves in, since they can talk now and stuff like that, they work themselves in. They work themselves in, because look, they have been around by ancestors for millions of years, man. Come on. That's what the World History textbook says. So when they start to talk, they had a lot of clever animal smart. So talking don't enhance them in a way. I mean, let's say that we are Homo sapien, taken from Homo sapien. So we never live a day in our life as Homo sapiens at all. We are taken from our ancestors, we are taken from them, and not in bodily form, but just the blood, the molecular, the molecular level. That's how we were created. Fertilization in vitro in glass shoe. These white folks take us and morph their sodomite ways into us, and that's the kind of knowledge and wisdom they have from being here in that state of mind where they learn a lot of clever things. They were making stone too, so don't take these white people for granted and all the things that they have learned from the civilized institution. Don't take them for granted. They get along pretty well, and they have done such a job with the civilized knowledge that they have learned from the gods. Yeah, but they are lacking the fundamental understanding and knowledge of civilization. They go in the opposite direction with civilization, because why haven't they be affected by the civilized sense of sex? Because they will have a Bible and say, God said, make man in their own image and likeness and stuff like that, and make them male and female. He didn't say make male and male, or woman and female. That's not what it says. Now, why is it that they are not affected by that? Goes to show you the depth to which these hominids coming all the way from millions of years, they only know certain things. But the genome that they have don't take this new civilized information and live by it. No. They would have to go to several more millions of years to reach there by themselves. So we jumped the gun with the human process and created us civilized human beings. So we are not destined to live under homosexual people who cannot even appreciate the fact that they are not to steal what we have and say it's theirs, and to only wrongly emulate law and everything that the God set up here. Now, my friends, I'm telling you stuff that you really need to hear. Okay? And if you are going to make them take AD and Adamani and have control over all things, you're wrong about that. The wealth and the things on earth don't belong to white people. And they never own it. So the institution they make up, like banking and all that, are invalid. Valid transaction. Sodomite transaction. Outlaw. Don't respect kingship government by the gods. All right. Now, will you hear this? I don't know. I don't know if you will hear it, because they never do two in a row. So this, what I'm saying right now, they sure don't want the world to hear this. You see, because they know people are bent on believing the Bible and believing God and the Bible and stuff like that. It's going to take a jolt to get people out of that belief state of mind and bring them to actual knowledge of truth about the Elohim civilization that they created. Now, I am going to go and tell you something else. Here I have, for the feature of the show, U.S. soldiers massacred hundreds of Lakota men, women, children at Wounded Knee. First time I'm hearing this one. By Deborah Adams Simmons, Executive Editor, History and Culture. More than a century after U.S. soldiers massacred hundreds of Lakota men, women, and children at Wounded Knee, a movement is underway demanding that medals granted to the soldiers who participated be rescinded. You see what I mean? You know, this muck of ignorance by these hominid Homo erectus turned Yamnaya sodomite culture? You think it's a nice thing? And you want to take me lightly? Oh, it's time for you to understand the world is changing back to its civilized existence. Because BC era is the civilized era of civilization. They were back there in the uncivilized time before even the gods came to Earth with civilization. But they never become civilized no more than making stone tools and light a fire. So listen to this piece of article. It's not talking about Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about what the Pope institution of Inquisition and Crusade, what they have done. Okay? In December 1990, 500 U.S. soldiers killed at least 300 Lakota people to try to silence Native Indians whose lives were being upended by white settlement. You hear that? You hear that? 20 of the soldiers would receive the Medal of Honor. That's how, listen. Do you understand the history that I'm talking to? Do you understand? You think that these things really happen on Earth, man, and Africa is out there laughing and collecting money from these sodomites doing these kind of stuff to us, and they don't do nothing because they put us into ships and stuff like that. Oh, as a government, they draw back and allow these sodomites who just not civilized at all. They are not civilized. That's why they're doing all these unclean and undignified stuff, man. Listen to this. We don't go up in Europe and do none of these things. Now, why when you hear me talk about it, you cock your ears and go like say, I am not talking anything and you don't need to do anything about it. This is not like some policy, business would send changing policy and something, certain policies, and then write to inform you that they are doing it and say, all right, but look, you don't have to do anything because this is the information. This is what you need to know about it. And they will tell you that things are going to go on just like you are accustomed to doing transactions. Right? Well, that's not what I'm reading to you. It's not something like that you need to hear it and don't do anything. You don't need to do anything. Right now, you're going to church, you believe in the Holy Ghost and those kind of stuff. Those things are not true. And if you think it is easy to get it out of your head and withdraw your belief, it's not easy. You have to think and get education pertaining to what I'm saying in order to get out of the mentality of the church. Because it's not going to be easy for people to accept that the church that they've been in from a child is not a civilized institution. But I've been relating to you the history. I give you a background from where I'm coming from. If you have good sense, you will make use of what the issue is and, you know, do what you're supposed to do to be accepted by your own creator. What they have in the Bible is not a creation. You see what I mean? It's that no God at all, because how could a God malfunction like that? Doesn't make any sense, right? 20 of the soldiers would receive the Medal of Honor, the U.S. military's highest and most prestigious commendation for killing black people. So today, when you think the police is really killing people because of his own intention and will, it's not the police. You can't turn, you know, the system You can't malfunction the system like that. So you think that police out there are killing black people because they want to kill black people? No. It's the so-called government. Is that come here in the first place and kill African people. It's them. It's not police. It's the leaders of the flock of white people. That's what I'm telling you. No white people are civilized. None of them belong into African territory. You see what I mean? You got to get to it. We grow up and believe those things, but it's time to wake up and realize what is going on. Okay? So it goes on to say, President Joe Biden is being pushed by members of Congress. You know, it's a travesty, African people to be a member of Congress. You see, that's why they accept the church, and that's why we have not been able to remove these faggots from out of all of our territories. You know, if Africa wanted to give us to them and to give over Africa and everything to them, that's what they did. We just come along. We are learning about what happened. What must we do? Just cave in under them? No, that's not what it is. Where civilization is concerned, that we don't have that option. We must get up and do the right thing. Don't go out there and try to kill nobody and stuff like that. We have a total different MO that they cannot handle. Okay? This is fragile for them. To find out that we know exactly what they did, they are done with. The best thing that they can do is march back and go back where they come from. There's no joke about that. They can't trick us anymore. Oh, they just can't. And they know what they have done. They know what they have done. And they are trying to, that's why they write the Bible and all kind of stuff and back us into corners where we don't understand. But that's over with now. We know everything now. I'm telling you. Start to read. The world is a textbook. Don't bother depend on Google, because they don't ask them anything that would be a helpful thing for us to know. Read the right history. So it goes on to say, so Joe Biden is being pushed by members of Congress to revoke the medals awarded to the soldiers. Now, let's see what they are going to do, because that's tearing down their sodomite regime, you see, unlawfully governing African territories and the people and their government. Get them out of here. Tear it down until Biden himself go back where he come from, because he's not a president for African people at all. All right? So, it goes on. Yeah, so this is the member of Congress is to revoke. They are pushing him to revoke it. You see, sad to say, but hey, it's the fact. Biden is going to be removed because his presidency don't belong under jurisdiction of Africa. None whatsoever. It's their criminal way that they usurp African over all this time, because Africa no longer they never back us, never at all since slavery. They didn't back us. They sold us out. Okay? What do I have? I don't have nothing but the inspiration, the word of the gods that create us. I don't have anything else. So they are telling him, say, revoke it. Then medal that awarded to the soldiers who participated in the massacre, among many historical atrocities of which the U.S. is being forced to reckon. You see, that's not the only thing, man. It's an ocean of things that, you know, gradually the system is being affected, and little by little, they are going to come down to, like, you know, a tree that has lost the energy to live and just wither away. That's the way these white people are going to become, because what they've done is it cannot be forgiven. You cannot forgive them. They come and elevate themselves beyond civilized norms. You see that? Change calendar that affects us directly, and don't want us to identify with our own territories like Iraq and the African country. And yeah, I mean, you talk about like Rwanda, the ethnic cleansing. Those people accuse America for doing it. And not just America. All of the Soviets and all the other people here, they all help because they are endeavor to destroy our brains. You see what I mean? So if you don't, if you can't get accustomed to that, democracy is not a government. And that, instead of just, you know, just open up the can of worms and make them go about their business, these folks don't know much of what they need to know, but they are realizing a few things. So you can't expect people to do what they're not doing. So they're doing little piecemeal, piecemeal, piecemeal. But they don't deserve this. But that thing, that's all we weaklings can do. Well, let it go to, you know, the process there. Where we are going is that these people are going to nothing, because nothing they have is theirs, and nature is against them. And so, it goes on to say, in January 2021, the South Dakota State Senate passed a bill that called on the U.S. Congress to open an official inquiry into the medals. Many expect Biden to rescind the medal. He don't have no choice. He doesn't have no choice. And especially with the tornadoes that we have, I mean, working against them right now. You see? A position he has supported in the past. But what? Tools did European bring to America? What kind of tools? The Europeans brought technologies, ideas, plants, and animals that were new to America. You hear that? Do you hear that? What, you hear what the sound of it? Then why did they bring it here? Why? If they have all these things, what are they doing here? With only the MO to make African people sodomite. Because, indeed, that was their agenda. To break us down into sodomy. World history deny them that kind of a right. By nature, they don't have any right to do that. But see, because of our inability, we stray and we fall to the dictation of some sodomite white people. All right? So now, this is Aquarius. No more, it's not Pisces now. It's Aquarius. And we have, our lifetime to live. It's going to, when we are gone, our ancestors, not our ancestors, but our offspring will know that we went to work and fixed what was wrong and bring us back to exactly our civilization. AD and Adamani is fraud. Okay? They can do what they want to do in Europe, but not in our territory. So it was a bad thing, and it is our ancestors that caused all of this. And we don't know to interbreed with white people. That is a sin. It is a violation against our civilized gods and ourselves. So therefore, we have not been able to obtain personal favors from the gods. Only the thing that they leave here and decide to let life go on. But, my friends, that's all over with now, because it's time for us to come home. They made up a church and talk about this Jesus is bringing back God. None of that. None of that are true. None of that are true. No salvation plan are true at all, at all, at all. All right? So now it goes on to say, we are in a bad position. If we don't act, we are going to perish, because the gods is not going to allow them to go on and doing what they're doing. No, it is not written that way, right? So if you want to continue going to church and let them rebuild church and believe into those nonsense, then you don't want to read and know the truth. Well, you will perish, because there's nothing that is going to save you. There's no plan for salvation. You don't read nothing even in the Bible to say that you were created to go to heaven. No provision like that. So these are the kind of things they said. They bring iron. If they bring iron tools, it is because they get it from the Bronze Age. They didn't make it. When they talk about they brought technology, they get it from the Bronze Age. Okay? So it may not, well, what they bring here, it may not be outright lie, but they are representing it like they create these things. You see what I mean? So we can't throw away the history that tells us who they are and let them come through the back door and tell us all these things like they had it over 1.5 million years in Europe. What else did they, when did they make it and stuff like that? No, they didn't make nothing. None of these things, it was some tools. That's what the history showed. But they come here now and lying, just like they lie in the Bible about Jesus and Adam and Eve in the garden. This is how they lie about them and present themselves. And if you don't read and know, they'll fool you. Fool you about God and salvation and Adam and Eve and all this kind of foolishness. Wise men following stars. These are honest fucking people. And now they are at a stage now in politics where they are controlling. Now, we just need to know the truth. And knowing the truth is coming to know our Creator, and that the Bible does not represent our creation, okay, and our gods. Now, they have used the civilized establishment by the gods and all of society establishment, they come to use it like it's theirs. And only history is going to fix all of these problems for us. Once you start talking the truth, then you don't participate anymore in their government. We must have our own government and do the things that our own government demands of us, not theirs. Let them go to Europe with their government, with their church, Okay? So it goes on to say, so they bring they bring technologies, ideas, and animals that were new to America. The line. We are the people who created these things or used these things given to us by the gods. Our civilization have these things, not them, and would transform people's lives. You hear that? Guns, iron tools, and weapons they bring here to America. Say it goes strange to America. Like Christianity? That's right. Fucking ass. You see, is Christianity and Roman law. Imagine, you know, all these are everything that they say here, but some are worse than others. When they talk about Christianity is actually, so it's a sodomy. Christianity is 100% sodomite. The fuck ass. It's not a heterosexual thing, but they want to make us think like Christianity is a nice thing. Come on. And Roman law, clearly, there is no Roman law because it's when they overthrow the king in Italy. These are things that we don't know, that we are to know. I know them because I read the religious textbook. They claim they are Romans that by stealing the name of the king. Lucius Tarquinius was a Roman king. And the Roman title comes from the founder of the kingship dynasty. That's it. Because we are not reading, they don't expect us to know and discover these lies that they are telling. Sugar cane and wheat, horses and cattle. Imagine this. And nobody is debunking them. Who is debunking these things? They also carried diseases against which the Indian people had no defense. So all these things that they said they carried to America, oh gosh, that's a disgrace, man. But it shows you, we gonna lay down with them, interbreed with them, and give them talking and other elements of knowledge, man. And that's why we are in this state and allow them to be able to do these things. And European nations came to the Americas to increase their wealth and broaden their influence over the world. Fears. You hear that? Yes. When you hear that we were not supposed to mingle with them because they are sodomites, the gods know that. And if we did know that, they tell us, don't mingle with them. Says, many of the people who settled in the New World came to escape religious persecution, which is a lie. There's no religion with them. They don't have religion. They make up church. They make up Christianity. Christianity is not religion. I hope you know that. Read your history. I'm telling you, that's not true. They don't have religion. You got to separate religion from church. Church is an AD and a domini. I mean, you know, a liquid, you know, what you call it, you know, what they're fucking. Okay? The Pilgrims, founders of Plymouth Rock, of Plymouth, Massachusetts, arrived in 1620. And when they came here, they didn't see tornado, you know, frequency here. They have to ask the Indians about tornadoes. And they did not have any frequent report of tornadoes. They had some ideas about the force of tornado wind force, but they have no report of they being harmed in the measure that we are seeing here today. And neither do these sodomite white people give account for what African people experienced before they came here. Because they claim Africa is where they, like, they're born and grow indigenously. These sodomite fucking ass white people, man. Come on. That's why, you know, if you don't really serious about reading and understanding, you're going to dead an idiot. Because all these things that they say they claim, history will tell you, no, it doesn't happen. But that's what they're telling us and force us into church and stuff like that. My friend, listen, that's about all that I have to say. And I hope that you hear the lecture that I give today. It's the truth that wise up people and let them know who they are and where they come from. And these sodomite fucking ass people keep on doing these things to us. And if we don't find out, we will be under their calendar. They will forever bring us to destruction, my friends. That's the end of what I have to say today. And bless you. And it's the best thing I know and that I can say. But we have a knowledge to gain and a persuasion that we must act upon, knowing the truth. You see, and all that you see they have done, they are not civilized. They are as weak as a whole rat. Begin to talk the truth. Don't go into their church, because you can't believe that anymore if you read the history and understand, let's say, in the direction that I am arguing. Don't believe anything, but prove all things. Even the Bible tells you that. Prove all things and hold fast so that you find is good. What is good cannot be something you believe and don't know. Take care, okay? Why worry when you know the truth? When you know the truth, you don't worry. Tell us. Why worry?
Mm-hmm.